Yo, it's me, B D B, and I am sitting in the airport in Las Vegas testing out our new Rode AI microphone and portable recorder. And I gotta tell you, this thing is really, really awesome. So big shout outs to Rode for sending us some goodies. So yeah, Impact, TV tapings, very, very cool. Turning Point, super dope. But Rocky Romero is right. The Good Brothers are a lot like Vegas. A couple of days and then you're looking to run home. The brothers were brothering, and you're gonna hear that in this episode with Heath, man. Or Keith, however they do it. See, Gallows has got me doing it now. You'll understand the context of why I'm starting to freak out a little bit doing the Heath voice, man, because they did it all episode long. And the show went off the rails real quick, but we had a real fun time. But in the midst of all that revelry, the Good Brothers did not tell you to subscribe to the YouTube channel. So search us on YouTube, Talk and Shop. Hit subscribe, smash the notification bell, comment in the comment section. New videos each and every week. We put up episodes of the podcast, but we also highlight the vlog, which is our crown jewel, so to speak. It premieres every Tuesday at 6 a.m., nice and early. So if you want to watch that and spread the word and just see what the machine gun, the big LG, and Azuka Romero do on a weekly basis, it's there to tickle your pickle. All right, also follow us on social media as well, and if you're listening on Spotify or iTunes or however, thank you, but we really need you to write and review this podcast. So say nice things, put the boys over, and that will help us move up higher in the ranks. All right? Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, off the heels of Impact Wrestling's Turning Point, we are here at Sam's Town Casino, live and in color, with this rendition of the hashtag worst podcast ever. Here are your hosts, the guy who's barking out for The Rock. He's got on a Good Brother hat that he still owes me $6 for.
Who, me?
Hold on, I'm doing an entrance, Carl, you son of a bitch. Okay. Don't motherfuck a man who's in heaven. That's not polite. Anyway, the machine gun. Carl Anderson.
Hello, Fink. You came down early today.
Yes, I know. I didn't want to get lost in the shuffle like you guys almost did. And never mind. Anyway.
Bearing the Fed out the gate.
He stands 6.5 feet tall. He has a musk like a raven in the wind. Don't laugh, Heath. This isn't about you. He's the sexiest man God ever breathed life into. He has a mane of doting chest hair.
Blew myself up tonight.
All right, that's enough out of you, pal.
Get to the point, motherfucker.
A 7-time world tag team champion. A cocksman in his own right. The big LG Daddy Dangly. The North American father of dangle. Anything else you guys can think of?
Don't hold on.
Duck!
Oh, sorry.
Gala!
I almost jumped on your entrance there.
Well, I gotta go because I can tell you're already being a prick.
No. Wait a second, Fink. I miss you, my brother.
Oh, it's good to see you too,
you,
Carl.
I miss you.
I like when you're not being an asshole.
So announce who's in the room. Well, they're not part of the pod.
And the man who doesn't want to participate in the podcast, who hates.
Don't you
all
touch that microphone, motherfucker.
Talking shop.
Hey man, is this thing on?
He's a ginger.
Can y'all hear me?
Out of West Virginia.
Oh, baby.
Shut up, Heath.
He's a mountaineer.
Oh yeah.
Living in Charlotte.
Keith, shut up.
Anyway. Keith Miller.
Oh, baby.
Hey, Keith. What's up, man?
So Heath is in here, formerly known as Heath. We got FKA.
FKA Keith.
We don't usually allow formerly known as.
Okay for Heath because his real name is Heath.
Don't like formerly known as because those motherfuckers don't make it usually. But we call him Keith, by the way.
Wait a minute, man. I've known you since 05. Your name ain't Keith?
It has been since 05.
But here we go. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I thought he was a legend.
I was. You were fucking right. That was the first thing you got right in this business. Recognizing your legends. Hey,
hold on. I didn't know this. So you saw LG training at FCW?
No.
What was this?
It was Deep South.
Deep South. Sorry.
Here was Heath, though. This is actually a putover story.
And he saw you with the grandpa hair?
He saw me with the grandpa hair, but he was uncontracted. He came in to earn a spot as a job guy, and there was a bunch of job guys. And if you listen.
They show you a little respect?
If you listen. No, we were just both kids. But if you listen. Job guys, no disrespect, but most of you guys were kind of shitty, but Heath was really fucking good. And they told him to keep coming. And then he got a contract. He got himself a contract.
Have we ever had Heath on a contract?
We've had Keith on a few times,
but have we ever actually asked
him? We've never actually asked him a real question or got an answer.
About what?
Man, Keith, who trained you, man? Roddy Piper?
Yeah, where are you from?
Did Andre the Giant train you?
Trained you, Roddy Piper?
I've been in the ring with him about 12 times.
Who? Roddy Piper?
Andre the Giant?
Andre the Giant?
Both of them.
All right, man.
Heath has a nice southern drawl to his accent.
His accent, yes.
And so we half imitate Heath.
It's not accurate, but it's funny as fuck.
It's not accurate, but when we start talking about Heath.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, we start talking about Heath. Well, we start going into this weird diatribe where we just start talking like Heath.
And we just add things that he's never actually said, but we want to hear said in that voice.
And then no one knows what we're talking about, but it's just me and you go, man, fuck you.
Hey, man, half price appetizers down at Crapplebiz, man. Let's jump in the truck.
Man, I don't know, man. Why don't you go to Boston Pizza?
Man, so this is a real story. We're in Canada.
Oh, shit.
Machine Gun tells the best. I'll do the setup, but basically we wanted sushi. We were in a mood for sushi.
Yep.
We're probably pissed off about something. Wanted to feel Japanese-y. So we're saying it in the locker room amongst the boys. And what does Keith say to you?
Well, we said, tonight, dude, we're looking for some sushi, man. I can't wait. Heath goes, well, man, there's a Boston Pizza right next to the hotel.
Well, man.
I said, fuck Boston Pizza.
No, you did say fuck Boston.
We want sushi. He said, well, what's wrong with Boston Pizza? I said, we want fucking sushi. He goes, well, they got great pizza.
They got great pizza, man.
They got great pizza, yeah. Man.
I said, I don't want to go to Boston.
I don't want pepperoni and damn sausage. I want raw fish on rice.
So then, dude, then
Chad,
we turned.
Chad's like, looking at me all confused, like, did you not hear anything?
Did you not hear what the fuck is going on right now?
I said I wanted sushi.
Boston pizza, man.
Oh, but no, I want some sushi, Heath. Well, I mean, they got Boston pizza by the hotel.
Here's another.
He loves chain restaurants, though.
Hey,
Canada's got some good sushi up there, man. They really do.
Heath, you're out of here, pal. This is a good Heath put over, though, too. We
also call him Keith.
Keith. His real name is Keith. His given name is Keith Johnson.
It's not, right? But we call him Keith.
No, it's not, but it's fine. For the
podcast. So we call him Keith, and that's funny to two people. You and me.
And no one else laughs.
We call him Keith, and people look at us like we're fucking...
We yell across the bar, hi, Keith, man! And nobody pops.
No, nobody.
We come to the World Wrestling Federation. We get booked in New York. And Keith is there, and I've known Keith forever, so...
Keith is Heath, by the way.
And Keith is a Golden Gloves fighter. And I said, hey, man, to Chad, because we're popping. He's never seen Heath, and he just thinks he's hilarious. He's singing all the time. He's making the boys happy.
Yeah.
He was, like, I'd say the number one locker room morale guy. And at times, the Good Brothers were 2 and 3 until we got pissed off and salty.
But
Keith is a legitimate badass, man. He was a Golden Gloves boxer.
This holiday season, I'm giving thanks to our friends at Manscaped. Do I tell my extended family that I have the Performance Package 4.0 from the global leaders in the below-the-waist grooming? Gift yourself Manscaped or the man in your life who needs it. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20. That's HOOTS20 by going to manscaped.com. Think your holiday spread is good? Well, it's time to give thanks to the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. Think of it as a cornucopia for your balls. That's a horn of plenty. The Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. It also gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Plus, it's waterproof. Now that's the way to trim your turkey. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear. This nose and ear hair trimmer uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. Can't forget the Manscaped's liquid formulations. They're like the pumpkin pie and ice cream after Thanksgiving dinner. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner Spray. Your balls will be living in turkey heaven with these formulations. Manscaped has been busy and just launched their refined body wash and 2-in-1 shampoo plus conditioner. Both feature the Manscaped signature scent and will help unlock your confidence this year. Your boys and body will be oh so fresh and clean when you start off your self-care routine with the Ultimate Body Wash Shampoo and Conditioner. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20 at manscaped.com. Be thankful this holiday season for the best gift of all from Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
Heath, how did you get signed by WWE? Now I'm interested.
Heath, how did you make it to the world wrestling? Was it when you worked Duke Drosy?
Who got signed first, Gallows or you?
Not me.
Gallows.
You did.
Keith and I, like, he went to junior college at Potomac State in West Virginia, 20 minutes from where I grew up.
Yes.
We figured that out very early on. You went to Atlanta to go to WWA4, owned by your best friend, a man you hug and kiss every time you see him. The one and only WWE legend who melted The Undertaker's urn. Just ask him, he'll tell you Mr. Hughes. So you go down there and you get in a ring with damn old Mr. Hughes. Wrestled in Zongla.
And Mr. Hughes, for people, that was Chris Jericho's manager.
Curtis Big Cat Hughes.
Right? When he in yes. WWE. Yeah.
Well, that was like they were trying to bring him back and that.
I know.
His big run was early 90s.
Well, I got to be honest. I didn't know about him.
Right. I knew him because when I turned on wrestling when I was 9, he was the guy fighting Undertaker.
Okay, I didn't see that.
I remember him being with Lex Luger and Harley Race in WCW.
Yeah, really? He went around everywhere, but he's still out there, brother.
Very true.
You train with Hughes, and what year did you go there?
The end of 2003, I went down there.
Okay.
Stayed about a year and a half, and then I got signed.
So you just started showing up, just working the show.
Crew Jones.
And you guys were like probably the only two.
Well, Crew Jones, offense. They were looking at him.
The one motherfucker's in prison.
Who the fuck's Crew Jones?
He reminds me of a Buff Bagwell, but could work better. Yeah, so they were looking at him because he looked like $1 million, you know? They liked how I worked. They got the eyes on me. They just kept asking me to come back. Bill DeMott liked me, though.
You were wearing them green and white tots. I remember.
I looked like a fucking stud.
Who called you, Johnny? Johnny just called you out of the blue?
Johnny told me.
He said, hey, Keith, man, I got a little deal for you.
Johnny Ace looked at me and said, hey, kid, I want you to grow your hair out.
Hey, kid, man, let's get some long hair.
8 months.
That long dick from across the room.
I got that long dick from across the room. That long swing dick from across the room. That long dick from across the room. I got a long dick from across the room.
Balls deep is like, what the fuck is going on here?
Put a beat behind that.
It's the usual, baby.
Welcome to the New York locker room in 17.
Hey, anyway, where were we at?
Talking about your signing.
So then, Keith, your favorite thing to talk about.
Anyways, you got signed.
Let's be honest. What's your favorite thing in your whole career?
Your tag team SmackDown run.
Shit, I don't even know.
Oh, I know.
You mother trucker.
Nexus, baby.
But what I'm saying, though, is it's so many weird things with you and I because
you were there.
I was about to get canned.
Shit out of you.
Yeah,
my poor fans.
I had a little brother run.
Yeah.
And you fucking guys debuted that night. It was Cena versus Punk. I remember that. And I'll tell this story. Our good Deep South alumni friend Ryback.
Oh, boy.
Is a large man. And he was so pumped up. And like,
he's insane. Huh?
You know how New York is. They think like you can't smarten up the boys. So it's more real, which makes no fucking sense.
Ah, that's pretty cool.
So shut up, you.
Michael Hayes, throw live rounds.
So they're like, hey.
Why? It's fucking not
like,
real.
Hey, at the end of this main event,
weirdo,
something's going to happen. So like they got all these motherfuckers like hiding in some trailer.
Oh yeah,
and they're in there telling them like, "Whoop these guys' asses, whatever."
Apologize later.
So
Apologize now.
Who comes to me, my 320-pound friend Ryback, who is getting back another chance to be on TV?
Skip Shuffled.
And Skip Shuffled is nervous as a motherfucker, right?
Tense.
And he's a big, strong dude.
He's
so I remember he double legs me. I'm like, oh, we got to sell for these guys. They're cutting the ring up. They're beating the shit out of Cena. They're beating the shit out of Punk. I'm just the fucking brother out heater on the floor. So he gets on top of me. I'm like, oh, here comes my friend. I cover up because I know this is a debut. We're on live TV. They like you to lay it in. Here he comes. I mean, he's moving my hands and just punching my face. I'm going, Ryan.
He's moving.
Call him by his real name. Ryan, stop.
He's moving.
Stop. He's just beating the shit out of me.
So he's moving your hand.
The only thing to do is he's mounting me, but he's not like a real fighter. So he's kind of just crawling all over me. And he's got this big bulbous nutsack. And I'm trying to get my hand under there. And I just start fucking squeezing the fucking shit out as hard as I can because I'm like, he's punching my face.
Because you're going to get beat up here.
I'm getting beaten up.
Yeah.
Right? Shit. And he starts going, but he's still punching my face in.
Yeah.
Like, this is where you stop punching my face in, motherfucker.
Oh, God.
So his nuts had to be black and blue. He may never admit that. I had a black and blue face. I was just trying to twist those nuts off so he stopped punching away on.
So that's
give me a
like,
little brother stomp.
They're shooting
the guys in the fucking ring.
I want to see one of y'all's cartoons with that stuff on it.
That'd be good. True. So you mean like like when we, when the OC, me, you, and AJ Styles attacked Aleister Black.
Fuck off.
And I thought, fuck, Aleister Black is stiff. Like, I'm on, we're on top Aleister of him. Aleister
Black must hate me.
And I watched the video back and I'm on top of Aleister Black and just, there's just right hands being rained down
that's
on top
one of those New York
and it's gallows. He's just raining.
They're like, you guys got to turn it up and be really aggressive on him. And I mean, these guys are dog piling. I got to get a couple shots in here. And I just kept hitting Carl in the back of my face. His bad fist bouncing off of him. And then we got in the back and he's like, were you hitting me? And I was like, nah. And then the gif comes out. It's just like, I hit him three times.
Right? Oh, yeah. I was like, put in slow mo, shots to my eyes. Oh. So how is Aleister getting
We have a
shot?
Group text that I've seen this video in about 800 times. You hey, Skyler,
pull that video
there.
Up. Let me Dash, see that video.
What's his name?
Dash,
Cash.
Cash Wheeler. It's one of the funnier
things. He put it in slow mo and fucking. You just see these heavy 6 foot,
I'm just taking out my frustration on Hoot for all those early wake up calls and
yeah, knocking things of that nature. Out of him.
You mean like when I had to like, when I didn't realize you couldn't get up for 6 a.m. flights when we first got on the road.
Hey, man.
Listen, I was a different man back then.
Is this podcast almost over, man, so we can go eat?
Oh, man, get out of here, motherfucker. We got work to do.
Shut the fuck up. We just put over the Demo Legends, Ron. Hey, you know what your other run you loved was?
What was that?
When you were the FCW champion with the Shawn Michaels hair.
Oh, baby.
You just, this motherfucker thought. Brother, you want to talk about.
That was my shit.
You want to talk about the epitome of fucking, before he makes it, Kenny Powers.
This guy?
That was it.
Heath was Mr. Tampa.
Oh, it
I
was.
Went down there.
You think he was cooler than hell?
I was getting repackaged from Festus to Gallows or whatever. So I spent a couple weeks down there and I hadn't seen him since Deep South. Well, he went from being like the underneath guy that was like our buddy that we're bringing along. He gets signed to now he's the champ. And he's like fucking going out with his shirt like unbuttoned down to his navel and
brother, I was
fucking wearing gold
fuck.
Chains and just
I was
shaking
ripped as fuck.
Using a flat iron on his fucking hair.
Listen here. Was that your song?
Oh yeah.
Anyways, Keith's up dancing.
This shit right here, the long hair waving, the title around my waist.
Dance again, see something I want, I go
all the women screaming.
You gotta move the music
was,
from the.
I was straight up humping the ring post and everything out there. I was like the best male stripper in FCW history.
So this as much as I want to touch on this more, it brings us to another one that Hot Carl loves. Fast forward to about 2018.
Sure.
We're doing a multi-team tag match and old Keith here, his music plays and it goes through again. And we're like, uh-oh, it's the Tom Petty one, right?
When I went into the locker room, when I walked in the locker room, he's like,
but he would
person,
play that every night.
It was one person in the locker room and I heard that song play and he had one foot up on the bench.
Hey, sing it.
Hold on. No, I'm going to play it.
I'm going to well, play
can't.
It. You can't play it. We don't own it. You son of a gun. It's okay.
Tom Petty won't care. It's fine.
Yeah, Tom Petty don't.
I don't think Tom's a Tommy Chow listener.
Tom Petty's
Tom's Petty.
Is Tom Petty still alive?
Sure, why not?
Oh, he's not.
He sucks. He's dead. You're right.
Damn.
Sorry, brother Tom Petty.
I don't care what nobody says.
I know the words. Pretty intense for a guy that didn't want to be on the pod.
Do you know what?
Dance for shit. But I see what I want.
I go after it. I know that stupid song because of you.
That is not a Tom Petty song. It's a Keith song.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I can't dance for shit. I see something I want. I go after. I mean, I'm talking leg up on the bench. We've all seen it. Fucking brother sunglasses on, merch shirt, tights, boots, wrist tape, just fucking dancing and not to pop the boys because he loves it.
Well, I'm sure we've told you. I mean, we told it today a couple times. We tell it the same stories all the time. So who cares? We'll tell it again. But our favorite Keith story, our favorite Heath Slater story is when he looks at us both seriously and he's he looks at us with serious eyes. He's having a serious conversation.
Same old business talk, man.
He said, man, I can't wait. I can't wait to get out of the goddamn wrestling business.
The wrestling business. About 10 years.
10 years, man. I said, fuck, what are you gonna do? He said, man, I'm gonna open a wrestling school. I said, God.
Man, I'm gonna open a wrestling school.
I said, what the fuck are you talking about? He said, there's good business there, man. I said, I'm out. You hear what he just said?
It's like you're out of the wrestling business.
And ladies and gentlemen, good night. It was great on Talking Shop.
You gonna teach you eyes? You had enough?
We teach
you
eyes.
Man, you better hurry up half price apps.
Get out of here, motherfucker.
I was like, we're done in about
11
minutes.
You talked a whole lot for somebody that fucking didn't want to be on.
Man, can I get a BOGO on these fucking old fashions or what?
Get out of here, man. Go see Rhino.
Hey, can I get a house on Long Island and some mozzarella sticks?
I'm going to eat about 2 a.m.
They close
open
it
at 2.
They close at 3.
You want to bet $100?
You know Chad loves
bet
the game.
Bet me $100, son.
Once we land in Nevada, everything's
the table
bet.
Winning. I saw him at the table winning, man.
Bet me $100. I'm going to go again. Anyways, the Bengals, guys, here we go. We're in Las Vegas. I was checking out the parlays
Why
over here.
Why the fuck are you talking about the Bengals?
The Bengals are in town. They're playing the Raiders. We're in Las Vegas.
I know Brad Attitude went to the game. Now he's Ubering here to see us.
You're like Michael Hayes. You're full of shit.
He hit on my mom when I was like 8.
What the fuck are
Michael
you talking
Michael P.S. Hayes
about?
Hit on your mom.
Hold on. Were we ending?
No.
You know, I'm like 9, 8, 10, maybe 8, somewhere through
motherfucker,
there.
Motherfucker, you started out at 8 age, 2 years.
I'm through there. Like,
make up your mind, motherfucker. Were you 4?
Were you 14 or were you 36? Or 3?
Let's say 8.
Man, I was 3. All right. I was 32.
All right, listen. So after the show, after the show and everything, me and my mom's watching.
I was either 3 or 32.
Let me tell a story. All right.
After it was my 27th birthday.
All right, TGI Fridays, guys. I'll see y'all.
No, tell the
come on, sorry.
I'll tell it next time.
No, hell no. You got to reach it to finish.
So fucking shut up and listen, man.
Sorry.
All right. So listen, after the show, we're walking out. Next thing you know, him and Jimmy Jam Garvin pulls up in this damn car.
Sometimes Jimmy Jam came along.
He was along that ride. So get this.
Free man, bro.
So Michael Hay pulls up. My mom's walking. And next thing you know, you hear, hey, babe. You know, my mom turns around and looks. And I look. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh,
you
that's
know,
Michael Hay.
It's the free bird, you know.
That's purely sexy, Michael Hay.
He literally said, hey, I'm staying at the Marriott down the street. Come by the bar. Like that. I do this. Mom, let's go. Let's go, mom. Bro, so on a real note, my mother looked like Demi Moore back in the day. Like, she, everybody said,
man, you
that,
got a phone know? Number on her, man?
Hey, man, come on, man. So, like, he's hitting on my mother. Me being 8, I'm
well,
like,
you don't know what that even means.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Hang mom, out let's go to the Marriott bar. Yes. Terry Gordy's going to put me on his shoulders.
I want
to
have fun, mom.
It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
These guys are great.
So here I am as an 8-year-old, you know, non-intelligent kid wanting to hang
you're
out with
eight.
The Freebirds.
How would you be intelligent?
Of course.
Yeah, you don't
mom,
know.
I think the Freebirds want to have sex with you.
Exactly, you know.
He wasn't thinking that.
No. So my mom is sitting there like, oh, no, it's okay. You know, good show, this and that. And then Michael's literally was like, nah, babe, seriously, Marriott, meet me at the bar.
806. You know?
And then they drive off, you know? And I'm looking at my mom like, mom, let's
mom,
go.
Get
this
in
is
the,
so
get
cool,
in the
you
station
know?
Wagon. Let's follow the birds.
Right? The Marriott's right there.
I can see it from here, the big old M.
I think that's the Marriott.
I heard the Nitro Bowls down there, too.
Your mom didn't come.
I know, right?
No, she didn't come at all.
She didn't go.
Oh, shit. No, man, we went home.
That sucks, man. That would have been a hell of a lot better.
Great
decision on my mom, but, you know, it was cool. Just one of those things, man. So, but yeah, that shoot happened.
I got to end on this. There was a guy who we saw last weekend. You met him briefly at Larry Auto 2 weekends ago. He came in. I'm not going to name names on the story. I'm going to be very brief about it, but this is why it popped me. He used to help out a lot of the younger wrestlers around the Southeast. And he had booked me after WWE the first time I came in to sign. They had a show. There were a bunch of guys, took everybody out for dinner. Everybody's sitting there hanging out. There's this nice young man sitting here next to me, and he's asking about wrestling and this and that. And he's been wrestling for a couple of years. And the guy said, well, tell him how you got into wrestling. And I said, oh, yeah. How did you get into wrestling, brother? And he goes, well, it's kind of like in my family because my grandma used to fuck Bruiser Brody.
Jesus.
I was like,
you mean Frank?
I kind of wanted to whack him off.
So, Heath, I wanted to know, did you ever tell P.S. Hayes that story?
No.
No. Well, this is the funny thing about it is.
You got blacked out and swung on him? Hey, Hayes, this is for trying to fuck my mama, boy.
No, I in all, you know, consciousness, like all, you know, in faith, told Dr. Tom about it. So Dr. Tom Pritchard, when Michael Hayes would come down to evaluate talent at FCW.
The damn doctor of desire.
Yeah, exactly. So Dr. Tom thought it was funny to bring it up. And then,
of course it is.
And then Hayes was like, oh, yeah, I remember her. You know, and I'm just like, you
I remember your mama, boy.
Up, man, you know, but Hayes
of
literally,
but
everybody would always like run around and joke. You know, like Hayes is my, you know, real father, that type shit, you know.
Let me end on this.
Is Michael Hayes your daddy? This is a talking chop exclusive.
Let me end on this.
Is Michael Hayes your damn old daddy?
How do you think I had a job for 15 years straight, man?
Michael Hayes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close it on that.
For the boys, for myself, for Talking Shop, for Balls Deep, for Gallows, Skyler.
For Keith, for Skiz.
Thanks for having me, guys.
For once again.
Keith and Skiz.
For once again, getting nothing accomplished in 30 minutes.
I fucking loved it. Guys, listen to the Patreon this week. I'm going to have tips on making your penis grow.
I swear one day we'll get to the Brian Adams and Adam Cole stuff.
Olive oil.
We're out of here.
That's going to be good.